building your portfolio, picking winning stocks, using your computer. And now here is Jordan Kimmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as always, we have lined up some experts. We know we want to talk about some oil and gas and find out where things are headed. And we have another guest that we're going to talk about, looking really at some how things are doing with interest rates, how it affects the economy. More importantly, let's tie that into the market itself. But first, really, really important things to share on our market itself. And I just wish that we had this, even with capabilities for graphics, because some things I'd love you to see. And after I'm done talking about this, if you want a copy about this from our office, please contact us. One of the things we follow here, folks, is something called point and figure analysis. And why? Because all it measures is supply and demand, and it is a wonderful, wonderful tool when we want to figure out long-term sentiment and long-term price movement. Where their service is talking about, it's a really fascinating piece right now. We are in the most oversold position for our stock market that we have been in for years. That's on a stock-by-stock basis. Realistically, on the Dow Jones basis, we are only a couple hundred points off of an all-time high. So where we really are in this market, and what I wrote up in my last newsletter, we are still looking for this mid-year election low. The overriding and most important dominant feature in this market, when we look at the broad market, clearly remains this excess liquidity, the $7 trillion that sit in the U.S. money markets in the hands, NCDs and short instruments, in the hands of individuals and corporations, folks. This is why corporations are going private right now, why there is record merger and acquisition activity being done with cash. In a few years from now, when the market is red hot, all of the mergers and acquisitions will be taking place at that time with shares. Shares with people using their overvalued shares to buy other companies. It's the opposite right now. Now, on this gorgeous, gorgeous August day here in mid north central New Jersey, I really, frankly, maybe belong golfing today. I don't belong in here. But one of the things that happened to me last night, and this is what is the passion that has driven me in this market, I began looking at our magnet spreadsheets. Again, we just ended an earnings period. Some of our very, very best companies, in fact, which did report earnings, have pulled back. This is what they do in earnings season. We try to anticipate that. But what did I see? I saw our number one best idea that we've accumulated and patiently held for clients moved into the number one position overall quantitatively in the consumer discretionary business. Yes, it's in the gaming industry. Yes, it is our number one holding here. And no, I won't share the idea. If you want to see it, folks, you pick up a copy of our newsletter. It's going to make our newsletter for the first time simply because quantitatively it ranks there right now. And if you want to get a complimentary copy of our newsletter, or our top scores, or in fact, even better, to get your own holdings, what's in your portfolio, see how it scores on our model, give us a call at 1-888-766-6828, and let us show you what we're doing in here. One of the things that has just been completed for me by a hedge fund consulting group, a group of PhDs out of NYU, have performed a back test on magnet. It goes back to 1987 to look at using our process, holding 25, 20, or 30 equally weighted companies, what the annual return has been. And one of the things that's so important is they break down monthly gains to monthly losses. And in fact, we experience a lot of monthly losses. Again, I'm in the process right now of writing another book. It's going to talk about the myths of diversification, the myths of asset allocation, and just as importantly, we're going to try to help redefine the term risk. If risk, day-to-day risk in volatility in individual securities or stocks is how you measure things, then we probably can't even help you. If instead the risk is not getting there with your purchasing power and not having enough assets down the road and not keeping up with inflation and taxes and purchasing power pressures, that's the way we believe people need to think. That means in thinking about the future, that means taking risk, and that means calculated risk. So one thing we can't do in here, unfortunately, is we can't do a steady return week in and week out, month in and month out, and steadily produce exceptionally high numbers. I don't believe, in fact, anybody can do that. What we're doing instead is accepting the fact that if we own the single best companies in an industry judged by cash flow, judged by revenue growth, judged by valuation, and we hold those stocks only for the period of time that they continue to improve their financials and continue to improve in price, that is our formula for both stock selection and portfolio management. So it has been an incredible year in here for us. It's been a tough year for lots of Wall Street. We're seeing a very, very schizophrenic market where we're told one day of oil shortages all around the world and constraint problems in supply, and then the following day we're awash in oil and there's too much of it, and they hammer all the oil companies and the refiners. If you are managing your money by watching the headlines and listening to the headlines, by this time your head must be spinning like a top. It's one of the most confusing economies we've seen. It's one of the most confusing stock markets we've seen. And again, we'd like to remind everybody that what we deal with is not the stock market. Sounds trite, but we're dealing with a market of stocks. And we're only willing to own handfuls at a time, regardless of what the size of someone's account is. And that's our success, and that's really what we're doing. What's important here right now, and I want to share very clearly, if you were to ask me, I don't really think the market is going to be that much higher next week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks from now. But more importantly, we're entering into that sweet spot where I talked to you about. The sweet spot from the mid-year election low, wherever that's found, either we've hit it or we're close to hitting it in duration and time and price point. But that period until the first several months of the new next presidential term, that return, the average return over that time, over the last 100 years, it generates a 50%+ return. Why? The good news begins to come out. There's a lot of reasons, too many to go into. It's called a presidential cycle. If it holds true again like it has for 100 years, we'll see the Dow Jones in the level of 17 or 18,000. We will see the thrill and the excitement come back to the market. We will begin to see people overpaying for stocks where they could have snuck in at lower levels. However, this is what is the emotional side of the market, the side that we try as hard as we can to curtail people from being emotional. Instead, not to ask what they think is going to happen, but to open their eyes and say what, in fact, is happening. The new lows, the new high situation, the advanced decline line are all talking about a market, frankly, without leadership, without direction, without gunpowder, That will come back after the summer doldrums. So enjoy your summer. Get your list together. We have a ton to share with you if, in fact, you have the chemistry, the wherewithal to buy when others are selling, and then when everyone's very, very, very excited and willing to pay anything for stocks, you give it back to them then. And that's what we're trying to do, use our magnet stock selection process to quantitatively keep ahead of the market. What we need to do is what we've learned over time is to stay humble. The more the market goes our way, the more humble we get. We're so humble now you can hardly hear us. So we're having a lot of fun over here. We would like to help more people. We've got the capacity. We brought on some new teammates to score your portfolios, to turn them around rapidly. This is what we're doing for some institutions. This is what we're doing on a paid basis for folks. We're willing to do this as an introduction so that you know what we're about and how we can help you. So please, by all means, figure out a way to do that. So in the meantime, what we're going to do is we continue to search what we call from the bottom up. That is each sector, each market cap, isolating the top from the bottom. And again, I want you to remind you, you know, we do short stocks. There are a lot of overvalued bad stocks out there, stocks that we have no interest in, stocks that are either growing too slowly or too overvalued. We are not dyed-in-the-wool bulls who say buy stocks, hold them, and lock the key up. It's instead to drill down, find the best, and own them while they're healthy, own them as long as they still stay healthy, and rotate into another stock if, in fact, it quantitatively, mathematically, in fact, ranks out higher. That's our model. What we tend to do is we want to keep repeating the process. It's worked now for 20 years for us. There are times when people lose their way and people just don't have the stick-to-itiveness that you need in this market, the discipline that you need, the things that we're trying to share. So rather than give you our single best idea today, we're teaching you to become better investors, where to do your homework, where to do your reading. And again, of course, if there's any way we can help you, just give us a jingle. Come to our website at Magnet Investing. And like we like to give away our books and share them, for the next first three emails that we get in at Magnet Investing telling us they're watching Voice America, you get a complimentary copy of our book, Magnet Investing. And if you're past the third, pick it up on Amazon, buy it, read it, do your homework, and get strong. Get ready to catch the wave, folks, that's coming. I could almost see the wave. I could almost feel the wave. Make sure you ride it, because the next couple of years, I believe, will be great years for the market. And like I'm telling all my new clients right now, we'll do the best we possibly can to 09. But in 09, in the fall of 09, I have a scheduled appointment with the beach. And that appointment is set to last, if all goes right, for about 24 months. And then I'll be back in the saddle, and I'll be back managing money again. In the meantime, folks, we're going to get ready for a commercial break. We're going to bring on two exceptional guests. We're going to bring on Stephen Lord first, the founder, chief investment strategist from Trend Investment Group. And then later on, we're going to hear for some more from Brian Hicks, we've had on before, where oil prices are headed and what's pushing them up to these levels. Again, that's today. We'll see what they say tomorrow. But it's a wonderful environment to keep a cool head if you can. Remember, the news out there is awful. That's the media's job, to get you sick to your stomach watching weird news, keeping your eye off the ball, almost forgetting, in fact, what a great environment, what a global expansion that's underway. Catch the wave, folks. It's easy to do if you're disciplined. It's Jordan Kimmel on Profitable Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you think work-life balance is some type of circus trick? Have you spent time trying to apply the concepts of feng shui to your virtual office? Are you so busy that your to-do list has a table of contents and you're wondering if technology could help lighten your load? Then you don't want to miss a single broadcast of The Anywhere Office, this live, entertaining, and informative weekly talk show hosted by brothers Phil and Jason Montero. Take a big-picture approach to the philosophies and strategies of navigating today's digital lifestyle. The Anywhere Office covers topics such as work-life balance, home offices, virtual teams, virtual offices, mobile work technology, and all aspects of the changing world of work, while targeted at mobile professionals, remote workers, small business owners, entrepreneurs, and solo professionals. Phil and Jason's knowledge, humor, and insight make the Anywhere Office of interest to anyone dealing with living a digital lifestyle. The Anywhere Office with Phil and Jason Montero, broadcast each Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. The Anywhere Office, helping you find a more flexible way to work.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And with no further ado, we've heard me speak on where I think things are going and what they look like. I want to bring on a gentleman with a very powerful name here, Stephen Lord, founder and chief investment strategist of the Trend Investment Group. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
All right, our pleasure. And what I want you to do, as we always do, we instead of giving out our very, very top stock picks for the day, we try to make people better investors. We need them to know who actually they're getting the information from. Why don't you back up a little bit first in the beginning, tell us where, what you're about, what your background is, and what puts you in the position, in fact, to be chief strategist of Trend Investment Group.
Well, the idea behind the company is that there's these overall, you know, overreaching investment trends that sort of are driving returns for the next several years. You know, they're just sort of deep-seated strategic trends that sort of have to be the first step from there, which people can then go and pick the best stocks. Things like diabetes, defense and homeland security. Nothing's a news flash, but we sort of take the perspective that a portfolio viewed through the context of these long-term trends kind of gets to, you know, take advantage of a rising tide lifting all boats, that kind of thing.
I think that's fantastic. So you're looking at these major, major investment trends,
right.
Not something that's around the corner, not something that's this month.
No, actually, we're looking at things that are 2, 5, maybe even 10 years out. The diabetes is a perfect example. There are 41 million Americans right now that have pre-diabetes, that are going to develop into this disease, and they don't know it yet. You know, the companies that are involved in diabetes research that actually are able to come up with something, and I'm one of these people that's eternally optimistic that we throw enough money and brains at something, we'll figure it out. There's going to be billions of dollars spent in that sector. So we look at the healthcare sector, or maybe the aging baby boomer sector, through the context of some of these longer-term trends. And then we choose the stocks that we think have the greatest exposure at any given time.
Beautiful. Okay.
So, background, I've been a money manager, I've been an analyst, and I've been an investment publisher for about getting closer to 20 years than I ever thought possible.
Congratulations. A lot of changes in that time frame, no question. One of the things that happens, Steve, we're going to give you really an open shot for where you want to go here. People like to come on every once in a while, tell us if they only listened to them 10 years ago or 5 years ago, they would have made a fortune in this market or that. Why don't we jump in and say, right now, if you have people's attention, what should they be looking at right now? Where should they be directing their research, their homework, and position themselves for the true future?
Well, I think one of the key, like we talked about, one of the key long-term drivers is going to be in the healthcare sector. Healthcare has been sort of put on the sidelines for a couple years now. It hasn't really been a strong performing sector as the gold and the energy markets have gone crazy. A lot of them. Heavy industrial stocks have taken sort of the lead there. And I think energy is still going to be a major long-term trend that people have to be exposed to. But my view is over an investment horizon of several years, the combination of the baby boomers, this diabetes thing we were talking about, the trends, the cardiological trends, these are areas that are just, they're going to literally see billions of dollars thrown at them. And there are some very exciting things being done in the biotech and in the healthcare world. So I would probably say if I had to pick one sector to be really looking at strategically, that would be one of them. Energy would be a very close second. I mean, there's no, I'm not going to be telling anybody anything they don't know. The energy issue is significant. Alternative energy strategies are here to stay. And the only caveat there is an awful lot of the alternative energy plays it's almost like the dot-com era. They're really long on good ideas, and they're really short on, money.
Right. Well said. Now, you had mentioned something about wanting to go into the recent movements. Equities show concerns about the economy and interest rates. That's something I'm seeing on. Do you want to head in that direction? You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, one of the things that is important for people to understand is I'm one of the folks that thinks the Fed is actually going to be cutting rates maybe by the first or second quarter of next year. I don't think we're going to go any higher than we are. I think the economy is slowing down fine. The inflation scare that everybody is talking about right now, I think, is going to almost be a self-correcting issue. And that also, to some extent, the energy price will come back a little bit as the economy slows down. So I think you're seeing the 10-year Treasury yields fall back. You're seeing sort of the Fed being able at this point maybe to thread that very fine line between slowing the economy too much and not slowing it enough. So what my view is that we're setting up to be what I think will be a very positive fall in the stock market.
Okay, so you're thinking that they are going to engineer, in fact, the soft landing.
It's hard to believe, I know. But like I said, I'm an eternal optimist. I know they don't have a very good record.
I mean, I happen to be in your camp, too, about interest rates next year. I think we are going probably right near their peak, but I don't really want to talk about it. I really want to let this be your opportunity. So you see a soft landing. You see the market in a constructive period to accumulate right in here?
I do. Actually, that's a very good way to put it. I think this is the time, if you do have some money that maybe you put on the sidelines over the springtime because you weren't sure what was going to happen with energy and interest rates and all that stuff, I'd get it back in. Obviously, prudently, don't raid the piggy bank. But
let me ask you this. An important question for us and for me. I happen to agree with almost everything you said so far. My question to you is, do you go into the major indexes, or do you go in and then do some sort of analysis and then pick a few stocks or several stocks, or do you just index where you like? How do you take that approach once you decided you want to put some money to work?
For me personally, I'm a stock picker at heart, so I'll go in and actually do the individual research and try to find the company that has the sort of characteristics that I like to see, both fundamentally in terms of cash flow and debt levels and stuff like that, but also from a technical perspective. What is the chart telling you right now about what the market thinks about that stock?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know as well as I do that you could have the best stock on the planet Earth, but if the rest of Wall Street doesn't agree with you, it's not
going to. There's no question momentum or price movement plays a role in what we do.
Sure.
And I think that anyone who doesn't think that way hurts their investment returns, frankly. One thing I'd like to do, there's a couple minutes left for our segment. I know you put out something called the Trend Investment Group. We put out our newsletter. We like to share it, let people take a peek at it, and then see if they want to subscribe. If they want to know more about you, more about your service, where can they find you? Where can they buy this? Where can they get a sample?
The best way to do it is just go to the website, of course. It's trendinvestor.net. So that's the best way to learn about what we're going to be doing. We have a publication called Trend Investor, and people are more than willing to go there, and we'll send them a sample copy.
Great, fantastic. Now, what I want to touch on is one thing. We spend a lot of time trying to help people to do the right thing. Just as important, I think, sometimes, Steve, is help people to not do the wrong thing. What have you come across in 20 years, the mistake that you seem to run into over and over that people make that keep them from making money?
Well, without a doubt, people need to do their homework. One of the overriding rules, I think you mentioned it earlier, is to understand what you're doing. You can't read an article in Newsweek and then call your broker and buy the stock. You know, you need to understand what the company does, how it fits in with the rest of your portfolio, your risk levels, and you have to really see, you have to see the way it's going to succeed. You know, just buying it because you think it's a neat name or they got a cool idea or something like that, that doesn't cut it, and you find yourself chasing your tail. The other thing very quickly I would mention is once you identify the kind of stock that you think is a real keeper, then be patient enough to let it work. I don't know how many times people have told me, I had that stock at 5 and I sold it at 7 and, now it's
right.
Let the winners run. If you have a good idea, and like some of these long-term trend stocks that we're talking about, you have to be patient. People toss a lot of money out of the window because they're not willing to let this thing build. The old saying, the stock doesn't know that you own it. You know, it's not going to just start going up the day you get the confirmation.
Well said.
Run. And the other thing I would probably say is if something happens and the heavens give you a triple or a double or something like that, take it.
Don't forget to sell and take some profits along the way, too,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
Listen, wonderful. See, I really appreciate the time. I think you're very, very insightful. We'll have you back on again. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, George. Bye-bye.
Folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. We'll be right back with more profitable investing with Jordan Kimmel right after this quick break.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks. If you're looking to improve sales results, increase revenue, acquire new customers, or just retain existing ones, listen to Sales Talk with nationally recognized sales and customer relationship management consultant, speaker, sales trainer, and author, Russ Lombardo. On Sales Talk, Russ provides insights and knowledge about today's best-selling techniques and methodologies. Learn about the latest sales-related software and tools to help organize your efforts for achieving more efficiency and get a better understanding of what services are available to improve sales results. On Sales Talk, Russ Lombardo and his expert guests get down to brass tacks and talk about what's needed today to succeed in sales. Whether you're a sales manager, sales professional, business owner, or entrepreneur, you'll benefit from the business insights, experience, and knowledge. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, broadcast each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, insights, experience, and knowledge at the click of a mouse.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we have a guest lined up. I truly hope he calls in. I'm very interested in the subject of any oil expert who can give us an idea where things are really headed. I think the reason it kind of fits into what we talked about just a minute ago, I think that Steve Lord was very, very interesting in terms of talking about having some patience, having conviction, and really letting things work themselves out. How many times have we heard in the last just 6 months the back and forth volley playing of whether or not we're going into a global recession, and in fact the world's awash with too many basic materials and too much oil, only to see oil shoot higher again, and then the reality of a constraint of oil, too much demand, not enough processing power, not enough refining capabilities. So this goes back and forth, back and forth. And folks, if you tried to just play along with the analysts and play along with this, by this time I think you're too dizzy to stand up at this point. The approach that I try to take, the approach that it's not often and you want to seek out your investments very carefully, can you in fact identify any real long-term trends that aren't going to go away and yet are in fact also participating in the current environment? You know, one of the quotes I've been sharing a lot lately in my head with other people are Jack Welch from GE talking about anyone can manage long-term and anyone can manage short-term, but who out there can actually manage both? There are certain things in the nursing home sector where I think everyone was sure that was going to be a great sector, the great baby boomer group aging and the need senior living care centers and whatnot, and that was one of the biggest disasters of all time. There weren't leadership, you know, leading it ahead right there. One of the things we have been fairly adamant about for the last 2.5 year period of time, one of the trends that we have seen very clearly has been the boom, the expansion, the global growth inside the gaming industry. It's probably one of the most uninterrupted trends. We have our guest down yet? Nope, not yet, so we'll just keep going. And oh, he's there. I'm sorry. Let's bring Brian right on here. Brian, you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, it's Brian Hicks. Brian is an expert in oil, president of Wealth Daily. And, Brian, I'm sorry I didn't hear you out there. We've been waiting to bring you on. There's so much confusion, frankly, almost on a daily basis, where oil is actually headed. Help us jump in and share with us what are you seeing in this market that gives you some longer term direction, where are things going?
Sure. I think long term, we believe that oil is in a long term bull market. Along that way, you're going to see some corrections and some sell offs and. However, we don't see oil ever going below $50 a barrel again. This year, it seems like we've dodged a couple bullets with Iran. However, as we're going into September, we're going into the hurricane season when it really gets serious. And you might not know this, but Gulf production from last year's hurricane season, we're still off about 20%.
Really?
And if we get a couple Cat 4, Cat 5 hurricanes coming to the Gulf this year, it knocks off more production. And considering that there's still tension in the Middle East, and considering that demand for oil continues to increase between 1.9 and 2% per year, we could see a spike in prices to $85, $90 a barrel. If none of that happens, you're probably looking at oil probably vacillating between 60 and 70. You might be interested to know that for this year, oil has been below $60 a barrel only once. So that goes to show you that, you know, we're big believers in the fact that we believe that we're running out of cheap, abundant, conventional oil. And that supply scenario is being met with increasing demand coming mainly from China and continuing to come from the U.S. To give you an idea of what kind of supply and demand equation we're looking at, currently the world consumes about 85 million barrels of oil per day.
Okay.
It's estimated by 2015 that the world's going to consume 103 million barrels of oil per day. That's a net increase of consumption of 19 million barrels. So in other words, the world has to find 19 million barrels somewhere. Saudi Arabia
day
produces 9.2 million barrels of oil per day.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find from here until 2015, we have to find the equivalent of two Saudi Arabias. That's the kind of supply and demand equation we're staring at.
Right, and I think it's dramatic, and of course, it all comes down to supply and demand, and what I continue to hear and see all over, perpetually increased demand without a capacity to really increase the supply. Why then do we go in, let me ask you, you know, to these emotional sell-offs in oil, and again, even though it's only touched below a certain price point, every once in a while we're hearing about overcapacity and slowdown, and I mean, do you buy that at all?
Well, there's probably a little bit of a speculation premium in the price of oil, and you've seen that play out in the past 2 weeks. But if you noticed, a couple of days ago when it was announced that Iran, you know, that we were still going to talk, oil really didn't sell off that much. It sold off maybe $2 or $3 a barrel, but not a whole lot. And that tells me that, you know, the price that we're paying right now is a pretty valid price. In other words, the price is really representative of a very tight supply and demand equation.
Right, and I don't disagree whatsoever. Let me ask about this because, you know, I hear things that, in fact, our primary source of oil is, in fact, from Canada, that we have, I'm told by some, that we have more oil off our shores than they do in Saudi Arabia. Is this an exaggeration or is this a fact?
No, it's not an exaggeration. It is a fact. And that's one of the great myths about this whole oil debate. We tell our readers that we're running out of conventional crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. However, the world has plenty of oil. We have tons of oil, actually. What we're running out of, though, is that cheap stuff. The stuff that when you stuck a drill bit into the ground, it just gushed out.
Okay.
The question you really have to ask yourself is, how much do you want to pay for the oil? Yes, the Canadian oil sands has plenty of oil. We have plenty of oil in deep ocean. However, it's going to cost us a lot of money to get that oil. It's going to cost us a lot of money to refine that oil. And therefore, that cost is going to be translated into higher gasoline prices.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, enough oil to last us probably a couple decades. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you willing to pay $10 for a gallon of gasoline for that?
Right. That's a pretty tough question. Let's talk about, I mean, I know that you follow not only the oil, but you're looking at alternatives. Do you see that playing out anytime soon, or are we really going to be pulling into the gas pump and doing the old conventional thing for the next, you know, 20 years? Is something going to come along sooner than that? Are you following that area at all?
Absolutely. And, you know, even though I feel for people who, you know, when they fill up their tank, you know, that's costing $50 to $75 per fill up. The high price of gasoline is really a blessing, and it's because it's spawning an entire new generation of entrepreneurs and innovation. And right now, you're seeing solar companies come to the market. You're seeing ethanol and biodiesel companies come to the market. You're seeing geothermal. You're seeing wind. You're seeing even nanotechnology helping out and trying to solve this crisis. It's our opinion that the world is going through an epic transition. We're leaving the age of oil and we're entering into something else. During this transition, you're going to see a lot of energy sources that are going to be a bridge to that next age. And the technologies, the alternative sources of energy that I just mentioned, I think are going to be some of those bridges. I don't think they are the answer. I don't think they'll ever become the primary energy source that, you know, oil and coal have been.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely going to help out.
Well, fantastic. Anything else, any other direction you want to go in? I know at the Wealth Daily you're writing and thinking about a lot of things. I want to make sure you give everyone your information on where to read and where to get a sample, maybe where to subscribe. Any other major themes you guys are talking about that you want to bring up quickly?
Well, you know, we're still very strong commodity bulls. In addition to oil and natural gas, we love gold, we love silver, we love copper. You know, the China is really the miracle of the 21st century. I just read a report where they're going to use 4 times more copper this decade than they did the previous decade, and that's putting a strain on copper prices and on the copper supply. So as China continues, if they continue to build a city, you know, every single month, a lot of that raw material is going to go up in value. So we're very strong commodity bulls, and we think it's a pretty good, you know, pretty safe place to put your money right now.
It's a fantastic call. I know that's an area that shows up very high on our model, you know, and I definitely am right in there with you. Why don't you give people your contact information, maybe where they can get a sample, where they can subscribe, and where they can contact you guys for more information?
Sure, they can go to wealthdaily.net. They can sign up to our free daily newsletter. If they sign up today, they get 3 free reports.
You hear that, folks? Sign up today for a couple freebies. And we really appreciate, Brian, you being back on the show. And look for your insights down the road if you're willing to share some more time with us. All righty?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks.
Terrific. Folks, thanks for joining us. Folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more profitable investing. Stay with us.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
With every choice we make, there's a consequence. Good ones and bad ones. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley deals with the importance of understanding and being comfortable with the consequences of personal and professional choices we make. More than ever, professionals have the tools and technology, cell phones, emails, Blackberries, that allow them to be accessible 24/7 and always on. The lines between work and life are more blurred than ever. It's difficult to determine where one ends and the other begins. Each week on Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life, Lisa and her expert guests discuss topics to assist professionals as they explore the dynamics of their individual life-work equation and begin the process of implementing positive and meaningful changes that result in leading fulfilling personal and professional lives based on your own definition of success. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley, broadcast each Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life. Have the life and career that you've always dreamed of with the power of choice.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time, folks, to Profitable Investing with me, Jordan Kimmel. And I want to talk right now about two major themes, and we'll wrap it up. We'll bring it home here. One of them, which is why it's so absolutely hard to invest. And I'll tell you, this is a very, very difficult enterprise and undertaking. And in a way, I'm thankful. That's why I kind of feel needed. You know, people do need some help. If you were to read the headlines right now, and we just had some pretty informative guests on, and, you know, clearly I think we all understand the baby boomer group and the need for long-term health care, and it's got to be one of the greatest growth businesses there is out there. Interestingly, I have in my hands right now today's Investor's Business Daily, all year long, the number one group with the most new lows in it has, in fact, been the medical group all year long, despite those long-term trends that I deeply believe in myself. If you were to pick up today's headlines, of course, the biggest story I think right now getting the most airtime is the housing market, whether it's a slowdown, whether it's a bubble bursting, whether it's over. But the one thing is really, really clear, clear out, don't go near that area. It's nothing but danger. That's right. What's the group with the most new highs in it today? You guessed it, real estate. There were 12 new highs in that subsector yesterday. So why is it so hard? The fact is you really do need, as Stephen Lord said earlier, you need to do your homework. I was one of those guys in high school who really, I don't think I knew what homework was. Somehow over the years I developed my discipline, my need to actually understand more and do more when I put either my hard-earned money or my clients' hard-earned money into companies, what we need to do, it's not a matter of homework in a book. It's a matter of really understanding what drives a company, how many shares are outstanding, how many did the management own, how are they, in fact, being compensated, what did they do in the past that's interesting, what new markets are being opened up by this company, how is their cash flow compared to other companies in their sector, and it goes on and on and on, and frankly, that's one of the reasons it's so hard, in fact, to be diversified. Not only do you have to understand all of these companies, there has to be a whole bunch of ones that are actually great. And one of the things that we're pointing out more and more right now is that there's something called the bell curve. And it's true of architects, it's true of singers, it's true of money managers, and it's true of individual stocks. When you take them all, and you take a large number of them, most of them fall into the average category. And then on either side, there's the exceptionally good and the exceptionally bad, but most of them, in fact, like it or not, are also runs. I couldn't have 500 people singing at a key and singing the national anthem if I was, in fact, booking a national anthem. What I would try to do is have a group of small voices, an exceptional voice. I think you get the picture. 500 out-of-tune singers don't make a rhythm, and also it's, in fact, a lot of what the S&P 500 look like. We talked earlier, and I'll tell you again, I'm very, very bullish on not only the United States, but where our economy and where our markets are going and where they'll be over the next 3 years. It still doesn't mean I want a lot to do with the S&P 500 or some of the household names that were great investments during a great growth phase that finally got big enough to become prominent only when, in fact, their growth has slowed. That's why this business is so, so difficult. Many times when a company is under its primary growth phase, that's not when it just got started, but when it's actually ramping up revenues, ramping up cash flow, and really, really expanding rapidly, most of the time that's happening, those companies have never been heard of by the general public. It's only when they get sufficiently big is it time then for the institutions to come in and probably time for you to look at your very next best idea. One of the things my little 12-year-old and I were looking at yesterday was he likes to play the Steve Madden video game. Well, we're short, I think, the company that makes the product. We don't want to talk about that. What we want to talk about is a point that was pointed out in Dorsey Wright's report yesterday, in fact, that I believe in the last 7 years, those folks that have graced the cover of the NFL Madden of that year, in 7 consecutive years now, they pick someone to put on the cover right before they flamed out, either with a major injury, retired, failed, whatever it was. There's certainly what the article was about is about picking the front runner, running with the guy who's the most popular. Now, again, we do believe in price momentum. We want to be in companies that are going up, but we don't want to be in companies that everybody has already piled into. Everybody is talking about them, because once that has happened, their money's put in, you're probably right at the top of that growth cycle. Instead, you need to be a little early. We use our process to find companies, hopefully, that one day make the Russell 2000, then one day make the mid-cap, and then one day make the S&P. And by the time they have done that, they have 10 times the amount of shares outstanding. Folks have made 10 times on their money and are able to kind of pass that on to the institutional investors and find yet another great idea, another company that continues to grow. I also want to point out, if that company, despite making all those achievements in the S&P and so on, if they continue to demonstrate tremendous revenue growth and tremendous cash flow to the bottom line, we will stay with a company literally forever. The truth is, or the reality is, most companies just cannot mathematically, quantitatively stay up in that kind of special position for all that long. So what we try to do is we want to be married only one time. I will be celebrating, folks, I think my 17th, that is my definite, my 17th wedding anniversary this Saturday. Applause. Thank you. And marry once, but when it comes to the stock market, folks, you have to be willing to change symbols. We've mentioned it a number of times. We're told to be long-term investors, but the S&P 500 has 480 new names over the last 30 years. Some were done through acquisition, but many of the companies, the Pan Ams, the Western Unions, the Woolworths, they were simply ripped out of the index because they weren't performing properly, and they were replaced with stronger, faster-growing companies, as S&P said, more representative of the current structure of the United States. So you have to be willing to change your symbols. Once you understand that, you're not marrying companies. You're going along for the ride while the going is good. While the going gets a little rough, hop off and get on a more comfortable ride. That's the only way to truly, unemotionally make money. Find the strongest companies and ride them while you can. What I'd like to do in just a couple minutes to wrap up here, we have had a number of folks calling to be on the show, authors to be on the show. What we're really trying to do is we're going to the next level with the show. If there's somebody or a topic or something you really want covered, something you want that you think we can make the show even better, then either call us at 888-766-6828. Share your theories, share your thoughts. We want to make this the best show we can. And if there's any way we can help you, of course, either give us a call or come to the website. We want to know how we can improve the show for you. I'm doing this for you guys. Sometimes my wife thinks I like to talk a lot, but folks, we're getting so much positive feedback. We know we're helping a lot of people, and we want this show to be the best we can. You also need to know all of what we've said. If you want to check it out, if you want to see how accurate our guests have been or how well we predicted things, you can go back in the archives and look at and listen to prior shows and see, in fact, we have been magically on target. That's my time again to step back and to be humble and just to kind of politely ride this wave of success we're enjoying. We want to keep it humble. We want to keep it real. And we really appreciate you joining us on the show. What we have right now is just a couple of weeks of summer to enjoy. Then it's back to school. and the volume to come back in. Watch the energy of this market. If there's a brief move lower, it's brief. And then, in my opinion, folks, hold on tight. We're ready to rock. This market is ready to go. So get your names on, get your money in, and see if we can help you become a better investor. Have a profitable week ahead. We'll see you next week on Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Until then, have a great week.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.